The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Final hour of the show here at 11:03. I'm Randy Corporan. Lines are full. 303-696-1971. Put it on speed dial. You might well be able to get in. We're going to do a bunch of calls before the end of the show. Two questions on the table. One, is there any legitimate or at least plausible, believable perspective on this Bill Gates TED Talk from 2010 on climate change, how to reduce, I thought they called it global warming or cooling back then, but whatever, on reducing population as a very important factor in reducing CO2 emissions. And here's what he said.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
So, reproductive health services, that's abortion and birth control. It's just the euphemism that the left likes to use. But new vaccines and health care, is there a plausible explanation other than using vaccines to kill people? And I think there is. I'm just wanting to get your opinion on that. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute. Going to be joined by Chuck Bonniewell here in a moment as well. But Nick's been waiting forever with a suggestion on what to do, I think, for my wife. So, Nick, we'll take that real quick if we can.
Randy, how you doing?
Good, man. Lay it on me.
Hey, I had the same problem that your wife had, AFib.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about it for like 3 or 4 months because I was working. I drive a concrete mixer, and I couldn't get out of my own way.
Yeah, man.
So all of a sudden, I went to my doctor. And it was a new doctor, and he gave me an EKG. And this is during the COVID last year.
Yeah.
Around April, May. Whew. And he says, you got AFib. I said, okay. Well, I'm already on blood thinners.
All right.
And so, because of pulmonary embolism. So that was, you know, where your wife has...
To prevent clotting. Blood. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I ended up with a cardiologist because I was with New West Physicians.
Okay.
And I went inside their system. Well, I ended up with a cardiologist that was an idiot. Well, that's my personal opinion. But the guy was sending me in for a stress test and everything your wife is doing.
Well, that's got nothing to do with AFib. It's electrical malfunction. But go ahead. We've got to cut to the chase. What's your recommendation? Yeah.
South Denver Cardiology.
All right. Great.
That's who I went to. I ended up going in, passed out. I did a Trump.
You're fired.
And I told my doctor, you're fired. I got the other one.
Did they give you an ablation?
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful,
and
Nick.
They gave me the shot to get me in normal.
Right.
And then 2 days later, they said, you're good. A week later, I had the ablation. Boom.
Dynamite. Awesome. Really appreciate it, Nick. Thank you.
Quick question. Yeah? How are the speakers on your bike doing?
We got to talk about that.
Well, you dealt with my son up at Avalanche.
Okay. Well, he was great, but I actually plan to text him. Probably we'll do it this weekend. So,
he's not at Avalanche anymore. They got rid of him because he told them they run that place like crap.
Oh, shoot, Nick. Well, I've got his cell phone. Shoot.
If you got his cell phone, call him.
Thanks, brother.
And I wish I had a second or two. I could give you a funny story about Pete down at Rocky Mountain.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, call us back next Saturday. We're loaded up, and I've got a guest waiting. But God bless you, sir. Thank you.
I know. I'm glad you got me. Love you. See you later. Thanks. I'm glad everything's good.
What a small world. That is really great. I have to meet. Hope I get the chance to meet Nick sometime. All right, Nick's line is open. Grab it while the grabbing's good. 303-696-1971. Chuck Bonniewell is standing by. Chuck Bonniewell is, like me, one of the crazies now, apparently in control of the Republican Party. We both serve on the executive committee of the Colorado State GOP. I'm there because I'm the national committee man for the RNC. He's there because he was elected to that position. Very familiar name and voice to 710 CAN-US. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I
do have to react to Tanya's treatment at St. Joseph's.
Yeah, man.
I had a flutter and had it operated on, had an ablation. Also, I played football and rugby till I was 30, so I've been in for who knows how many replacement operations. And so I've got to meet a lot of on-call doctors. And I know you know this, but, you know, you get out of medical school and you do your residency. And the first year is called an internship. And those are normally the on-call doctors. Well, you know what it's like. You know, you're just out of law school. You have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea. And I've met a lot of great on-call doctors, just wonderful ones. But some of them are just horror shows. Horror shows. Traditionally, they have you work 28-hour shifts. Now, some people don't need sleep as much as others, but some people's judgment after 26 hours of not being able to sleep is just horrendous. It is just horrendous. And you know, more medical malpractice is occasioned by on-call doctors who are either tired or not knowing what they're doing. And so, you know, you did it right. You have to have a patient advocate in your family who's fighting for you, because those, you can get a bad on-call doctor, which apparently you got, and it can be just deadly.
Well, Chuck, if I'm ever in that situation with her again or something similar, they're going to have to bring in police officers to remove me from the room. I will never leave her alone overnight. Again, because that, can you imagine you're in that kind of agony, your heart's been fluttering out of control for 13, 14 hours, and then the guy comes in with, and I haven't named him yet, it was a young doctor, blue eyes, but to come in with,
got out of medical school,
to come in with the arrogance that, well, it's not my practice to give narcotics for sleep, she wasn't asking for narcotics for sleep, but then to say, when she said, you know, my legs are on fire so much, I feel like jumping out that window, well, we can address your mental health later. And then when she
shouldn't be practicing,
I know, and that's why I'm coming for him. I may name him on this show after we get a little further down. I haven't heard the other side of the story yet, but I'm not buying it.
Well, he didn't. I promise he didn't do it just to Tanya. You know, his persona. And if you can get so he doesn't do that to other people in the future, you've done St. Joseph's.
Precisely, because so many people at St. Joseph's were great to us and to her.
Oh yeah, they are.
But
and
that
I'd like to agree with the woman that nothing against St. Joseph. I've never been there. I've been to lots of other.
Yeah.
But Swedish is a wonderful hospital.
It's good to know. And I didn't know they had Kaiser privileges, so that's important to know as well. Last thing about this blue-eyed, baby-faced doctor, the thing that's the killer for me is when he said she could take her prescription meds, which were in her purse, and that not that they would have done a bit of good. She was way past her regular sort of maintenance doses helping her at all. But when she asked him to hand her the purse, and he said, your nurse can do that for you. He was standing right there. The purse was that level of arrogance. I'm glad he left, because I was so angry when I called, and when I kept my calm speaking. But had I seen him face to face, I literally don't know what might have happened if he tried to give me that same arrogant snottiness. I was that worked up and sleep deprived myself, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Well, thanks for that.
I feel for Tanya and wish you the best.
Well, she's definitely much better at home, and her heart's normal, and we're going to get the ablation and move on.
Right.
And Dr. Julie's been great with support for her other health
she's
issues.
Wonderful.
God,
wonderful.
I love her. Yeah, so,
yes.
All right, my friend. So we've got a battle going on in the Republican Party. It's a tough uphill fight. Just lay out. We've got, you know, we can take 10 minutes here to finish this segment. Lay out for people what happened, why we are in an open primary, well, your view of what that's done to the Republican Party and how we can fix it. I'll just turn it over to you.
All right. In 2016, Kent Thierry, with Democratic activists, got on the ballot, Proposition 108, which mandated that for major parties, and that's Republican, Democratic Party, everybody, they'd mail out the primary ballots. Everybody had to be able to vote on it if they wanted to, either Republican or Democrat. And so, you know, the whole idea was, quote unquote, to get more moderate Republicans and more moderate Democrats. Well, we've gotten plenty of moderate Republicans and no moderate Democrats. They've now figured out the system where in Weld County and other places where strong Republican ones, they don't run Democrats particularly. They may have a sacrificial candidate. They pour all their money into electing rhino Republicans who will sign on to the bills in the legislature. We lost Patrick Neville as leader because the new group that came in elected Hugh McCain, who loves to work with Democrats and denigrate other Republicans. We will, in 2 to 4 years, have no conservative members left. The party is really struggling. I've gone around the state along with Anil Mathai, and I know he's been on your program. Peg Cage, Jimmy Mack, the other guy, Ben Nicholas. And we've gone to virtually, we have been 45 counties talking to Republicans, everybody who'll meet with us. And it's all of a sudden started to snowball. It is really starting to go because they haven't seen often committee member, executive committee member ever. And they are desperate in a lot of these places. The economic stress in eastern Colorado is just heartbreaking if you've been out there. The great part about this trip is normally you get to go up and down the Front Range and maybe some ski towns. And I've been in Colorado for quite a few years. I got to see places I'd never been before, and I love meeting all the people. But we started gaining a lot of traction. And so the establishment decided, uh-oh, we better squash these guys. They look like they're starting to get enough people to opt out of the primaries and have a Republican-run primary, one in which we don't want Janet Griswold and her crooked Democrats running our primaries. He says the gold standard, except you can never audit it. Do you want those people telling you who won and who lost? No, you don't. And we have an opportunity here in Colorado to have any system we want. Virginia, in the same thing. They opted out. They had what called an unassembled convention. You could sign up as a delegate and then vote. And they did around all around locations in Virginia by paper ballots. They took them to Lynchburg, calculated them up, and came up with who the winners would be. We can set up any system we want. The establishment says, oh, we'll just do it through caucuses. No, we'll do it through the system we want. They constantly set up straw men. Christy Burton Brown said she sent out one to all Central Committee members saying it's neutral, and then gave out disingenuous or, you know, quite frankly, wrong information saying, okay, you're going to disenfranchise all other Republicans other than caucus goers. Wrong. We can set up any system we want, just like Virginia. We replied back. They decided to bring out John Caldera, John from the Independence Institute. And I like John. John has been kind enough to have me on Devil's Advocate. But he's been going on a whirlwind tour saying, Republicans are just about to win, here in Colorado, and these guys are going to blow it. Yeah, we've lost every state race. We've lost a House. We've already lost a Senate. We're losing school board races. We're losing.
But that
since January.
But Chuck, that's Trump. Well, that's Trump's fault.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure we got that out there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Everybody hates Trump. And so that's really the problem. We've lost 22,000 registered Republicans just since January 1. Just since January 1. And you know, we talked to a lot of these people. They weren't kind of go, oh, I wish you guys were even more liberal. I just want more liberal. And if you get, no, they're all going, you guys never fight for anybody
right.
or fight for anything.
Right.
I mean, we ever since the 2000 when Ted Trimpa and all those guys got together for the blueprint, they have changed every and at 2000 the state was turning red. It was turning red, and they said, we're going to fix that. They changed every election law, every campaign law, every disclosure law, all in their benefit, all with the help of the rhinos in the Republican Party.
All
and
with the help of the Republican Party. That's the biggest frustration. Yes. So yes. We're, you know, there's never enough time for these conversations, and maybe we should do another segment next week when we can sort of advance the conversation a little bit, maybe take some calls. But when, you know, it's not statewide vote, it's not all Republicans who are going to get a chance to decide this. Explain to folks how this can change and what the deadline is for that.
Well, they had provided, Theory and others had tried to mandate the Republican Party and Democratic Party take unaffiliated voters in Utah and California. The Supreme Court ruled against it. The district court in Utah ruled against it. So they said, oh, we'll be really tricky, aren't they? We'll make it almost impossible. We'll have, you have to have 75% of all the membership. So if you don't show up or don't vote, that constitutes a no. So we got to get 75% to say yes at the September 18th meeting. Okay. And obviously, we're threatening that, or they would not have pulled out John Caldera and the Independence Institute and all the rest of them to attack us. It means we're really making a difference.
There is some conversation also about challenging the constitutionality of Prop 108 and the 75% threshold requirement for the Republican Central Committee to, if they want to opt out of the primary. It's
in all likelihood unconstitutional. You can't go, we'll make it almost impossible for you. It's unconstitutional to make it impossible. So is it okay to make it almost impossible? And so, but the Republican Party, once again, has not challenged a single one of these laws in court. And they always claim poverty. They always say, well, we'd have to pay Brownstein, you know, $500,000 or $1 million. Well, don't pay Brownstein $1 million. Get together a group of like-minded Republicans, yourself, me, others, you know, raise enough money to pay for some costs and some other things. Figure out how to do. Because the Democrats always figure out how to do. And the establishment wing of the Republican Party always say, oh, no, we can't do anything. We've got to do whatever the Democrats do it. But this, we either opt out or we will not have a party that's worth supporting. It'll be so far left. You'll have the ones that really vote for Democrats. You'll have the ones who want heroin injection sites in your neighborhood. That's what you're going to have left. This is a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. And I'm really happy to announce yesterday, Tom Tancredo has joined the battle.
Okay.
He's decided he's throwing all his weight for the opt-out. And we've already got Dave Williams. We've already got Ron Hanks. We've already got a whole, really, a group of incredible Republicans coming in. And that means that the Republicrats will now come after us even stronger. But what we're trying to have is September 18th. We're trying to get all the people to come in from the hinterlands to Denver and really have a gathering of eagles and really stand up for America, stand up for the principles that people like Donald Trump espouse, and really change this state. Anybody who's been around.
Think about it, Chuck. When I was elected Republican National Committee man with more votes than the next two establishment candidates, Bill Cadman and Eli Bremer and maybe the third guy in there too, but darn close. That's the Republican Central Committee. That's those delegates voting. And so we know that the people who actually take the time to donate their time to the Republican Party and be a part of this structure are the conservatives that want to see a fighting Republican Party. And all we get in return is, but soccer moms. Yeah, but messaging. And you know.
I can tell you, because we met with women's groups. Peg Cage has a lot of great groups and so forth. And let me tell you, those soccer moms are outraged.
Outraged.
By the critical race theory, by the shoving transgenderism down their kids' throats and everything else. Those soccer moms are not kind of going, oh, I love those Democrats. They're just so great. No, they're outraged.
Chuck,
we just have to get away from the donors. Glass and the consultants and fight for the average Republican Colorado.
We're out of time. Let's just plan on having you back next week. We'll advance the conversation, quick recap, and then we'll move it forward and maybe do that every week before the September meeting.
Oh, that'd be tremendous.
Because we know a lot of those Central Committee members listen to this show or get the podcast later, and that's very,
absolutely,
very important.
Absolutely.
Last thing, different topic. Big changes at my law firm. I've actually had some people leave me because of the political direction, or they've said, you know, the direction of the law firm. And, you know, some people I love, people who've done great work. I wish them absolutely the best. But you're a lawyer. You're well connected. I've got an email here from my friend Mike that I'm going to respond to on air after this break. Another lawyer that I've done battle with and utilized for services, you know, and mediations and different things over literally decades now in my practice. So I want to put the word out that we've got a new lawyer coming in next week and a new paralegal interviewing anyway, but it's hard right now finding, especially lawyers, paralegals aren't quite so politically oriented, but finding lawyers who aren't scared to death because I'm riding at the tip of the spear pushing back on the election, on January 6th, on the origins of COVID, on how safe and, you know, whether the government should mandate vaccines and all of those things. So I'm just putting out the call. If you're an attorney working for yourself or working in a law firm and they're putting masks on you or I mean, whatever, if it sounds good to be on the tip of the spear in a firm that does criminal and family law and civil on top of this new sort of constitutional angle that's really become prominent over the last year and a half since COVID, you know, reach out to me because we need the help and we need it soon.
I think people should be proud to be part of your firm. I've got to meet some of the members. I hope they're still staying, but I guess you never know. But your firm does great work, and it does. If you're a lawyer, you know, do you really want to just do slip and fall? Slip and fall makes a thing, but you're doing great stuff. John Eastman, that's going maybe to the Supreme Court. You have a chance to make a difference. When you went to law school, did you just want to take cases on to you know, just get by, or do you really want to fight the great fight? And your firm does, and people should be proud to join it. So
and I've never felt better about the future either. I mean, I know we're in the midst of all of this political turmoil, but it's necessary. It's needed. I've got kids and grandkids. You have a young son as well.
Yes.
It's a game on, man. Bring it.
All right.
God bless you, my friend. Really do appreciate
it. Thank you, Randy.
All right.
Tell Tanya hello for me. You, and best of luck.
You better bet I will. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Full lines. We're going to jump right to them. Don't forget that Bird Talk is coming up at noon. Mike Boyle's restaurant show from 3 to 5. Good old Jimmy Sangenberger from 5 to 7. Because here at 710 KNUS, we are more than just headlines. We're News Talk 710 KNUS. Three rounds in a cage match with a set of headphones. The headphones almost won as I was flying back in here. 11:31, we're 29 minutes to go until 12 o'clock. We'll be doing open lines for the rest of the show. Lines are full. And before we jump on the phones, just want to remind you that 710 KNUS is the home of Peter Boyles. And you can wake up with Pete weekday mornings from 5 to 9, News Talk 710 KNUS. And a quick comment about the show last week, the battle with Pete, really, is what it was. And if you didn't hear it, it was a hot show. Phones would not stop. And you can grab the podcast at 710knus.com. And Sunday, Pete and I were riding motorcycles together, you know, out with his buds and his motorcycle club. And they're making their Sturgis plans. I got sucked into Nashville with the Republican National Committee. So I have to cancel on Sturgis. But, you know, that's the way it is. Brothers can disagree, and it's A-OK. Great, great morning programming here on 710 KNUS. And I made the comment earlier, I've said this before, I won a Corvette by putting into my phone on speed dial the radio station that was giving it away, brand new Corvette, 1985, Christmas of 84. And I was making that suggestion to you guys, since our lines are so full, put our phone number, 303-696-1971, on speed dial so that when you hear somebody's about to go, you can start hitting that speed dial. And James just told me he had the same experience. James Nichols behind the glass. Jim, I didn't know you were a truck driver for 17 years. Yeah, over the road.
I drove. It wasn't over the road. It was okay. It was in mostly in town box truck.
That's nice windows, for your family.
Yeah. Windows, doors, trim, all that fun, heavy stuff.
Cool.
But no, I was. I had several stations on speed dial. I won a trip to the Super Bowl when the Raiders played the Buccaneers. Because I had my phone on speed dial. It was David Diaz and Fonte, and I can't remember the other guys on 760, The Zone.
It's all right.
But, yeah, I was heading out of town. I was down by Monument, and back in that time, phone signals were shoddy. You know, you go 5 feet, and you're out of range. So I had to pull over. And one thing you got to realize about these big contests through Clear Channel and all those other stations, they are not local. You know, they are there's a market doing the same contest okay. every time. So yeah. be diligent and, you know, keep that speed.
Sure.
Your day, yeah. your market will come up. And I've won big screen TVs. I've won the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's so cool.
It was I was kind of a prize pig, but, you know, I got some cool stuff.
I want a brand new Corvette, man.
Exactly.
And you know what's cool about my story is it was Pete McKay on KBPI, and he was they'd announce the song of the day, and then when they were getting ready to play the song each time, they'd tell you what caller you needed to be. And this particular morning, Pete McKay was filling in for, I think, Steve Cooper, and he said, song of the day, you know, here it's come, we need the 10th caller. And so I hit speed dial, and it rang. Instead of a busy signal, it rang. And Pete McKay on the other end picks up and says, KBPI, you're caller number 4. Try again. And I hung up, and I hit speed dial, and I got back in as caller number 10. And all that got me was a key. It was 60 keys, 60 names, keys in one bucket, names in another. They drew all the names. And if your name got drawn, you got to reach in and try a key. And my name came up number 14 of all 60 people. So I thought, man, there's too many keys in there. I don't have a chance. And I picked two keys up into my hand. I rubbed them together, let one drop back in, got in the car and started it. And imagine if I'd have dropped the wrong key. I would have never, ever known that it was that close, that it was in my hand. But anyway, it worked out. And I'm not going to get a chance to talk about my Lauren Boebert defense in the Denver Post. It was printed in the Thursday paper, and it's also online, but you can find it just by going to 710knus.com. Go to the Wake Up with Randy Corporan page, a beautiful picture of Lauren in the mountains right there. Click on her, and it'll take you right to the piece. And I just did that just to see how it works, and man, oh man, the nasty comments on that article. 421 comments, James, on my Denver Post piece. And I just saw them for the first time. I haven't read them, but the first few I looked at are just nasty, just hateful, anti-Boebert, anti-freedom, anti-me comments. So really, go for it. Read it and then leave some positive comments on there. The Denver Post, when they see people reacting to the stuff they print, will let you print more. And Megan Schrader's always been very generous. If I want to write something, send it in. She's printed it, and I really do appreciate that. Besides the fact that she offered to bring us dinner or anything we needed at the hotel when I was there with my wife on Wednesday night. Just a really super lady. But help us out, man. Go offset all of the haters by going to 710canus.com, Wake Up with Randy Corporan, read the piece, read the editorial that Megan Schrader, come on, slow down, Randy, wrote about why anybody but Lauren Boebert next year set of elections. That's what I was responding to. Absolutely fascinating. Appreciate it if you do. Also, the Shenango Car Show is being postponed due to all the rain. We do it in our massive field in our neighborhood by the horse corral and the tennis courts and stuff. And we're just going to go ahead and postpone that. So don't show up tomorrow, please. And as you heard, looking for help now. Law offices of Randy Corporan, new lawyer starting, new paralegal being interviewed, others that I've been talking to, but I need more. So reach out. We do everything, family law, criminal defense, civil, and now getting deeper and deeper on a national level into this constitutional stuff. And you can be a part of all that if you care enough to join us. So we sure would love to talk to you. Go to corporanlaw.com and just send, there's a way to contact us there. And we can talk about what you might have to offer us and what we might have to offer you. Chuck Bonnywell was with us a few minutes ago. We're going to have him back next week as we talk about this opportunity for the Republicans to opt out. Dean in Haxton, Colorado, had a comment, I guess, on Chuck Bonnywell. So let's see what that's all about. Dean, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Hey, I'm glad to hear that your wife is back home and okay.
Thank you.
I know that I'm a member of Primary of the Ruling Class, and when we heard about the situation, we kind of sent out the call, and I know there's a lot of people praying for that situation.
Can I just tell you, man, just on my Facebook page, one post, over 600 or close to 600 likes and hearts, and then hundreds of comments underneath that. I know my wife got several hundred of the same thing, and then on my phone, flowers showing up at our house. It's, God, you people are amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Dean.
Well, well, you know, it's a crazy situation, and it's been happening ever since COVID started. I actually had my father-in-law went into the hospital last year, shortly after the COVID shutdown started to happen, and he ended up in the hospital up there in the Front Range for several weeks, and we couldn't talk to him, we couldn't go see him, we couldn't get in, and it was bad.
They'll
the hospitals are getting a little smarter, but it's still not good.
They'll have to use the police force to remove me the next time if my wife is vulnerable and alone, and they tell me that it's because of COVID that I'm supposed to leave at 8. I didn't leave till 11 p.m. and I can't come back till 6. Like, that makes a difference. Insane. You had a comment on Chuck Bonnywell. We're low on time. Let's get to that before we run out.
Yeah, I did. I don't speak for primary of the ruling class, but I just want to say I think he is spot on. And as far as Operation Opt Out, we need to do something. We need to do something different. I know that he's getting together with some people. They're coming out with an action plan.
Yes.
And as far as to tell us what to do, how to help, and I definitely want to help be involved with that. I've been talking to Chuck on the outside.
Oh, good.
And I think one of the things I want to stress to everybody out there is call your local county chair, your county Republican chair. Call them, call the chair, call the vice chair. Tell them what you think about it. Tell them, and go to a meeting. Get involved. Become a precinctman. I mean, that's what controls the Republican Party, and that's where we need to get involved and not just sit on the sidelines and watch what happens.
Yeah, I'm with you. Dean, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. And to my good buddy Mike, the website for folks who are looking for the other side of the story that you can never get from the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine on COVID, on treatments, on the vaccines, on alternative or preventative medications. That website is AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. My law firm is now a member of their legal community for AFLD. So that's why we're fielding calls now from all around the country on how to protect ourselves and our own ability to decide what we inject in our body. But AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org is a great starting point for everybody out there. Lines are full. Let's get our last break out of the way, and we'll get through all of your phone calls when we return on 710 KNUS. All right, winding down the show. Some reminders, Shenango Car Show is being postponed. Do not show up tomorrow because we won't be there. And my editorial that was posted in the Denver Post editorial page, the paper edition, on Thursday, responding to Denver Post editorial page editor Megan Schrader with her condemnation of Lauren Boebert. Anybody but Lauren. She named Republicans who should run against her to primary her. And I wanted to respond to that. They printed it on Thursday. It's up online. You can go to 710knus.com, find Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, and please read it and then comment. There are 420 comments there already, and from reading the first couple of comments, first time I've looked, none of them are very friendly. So go help out a brother and give a little bit of pushback. I will really appreciate that. Don't forget that Stephen Tubbs is back in the saddle. He drives you home weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on News Talk 710 KNUS. And before we jump to the phones, one last reminder about my friend Julie McCallan. Man, she showed up in such a big way for Tana and for me, even though she's on a two-week motorcycle ride cross-country with her husband. They each have these beautiful new bikes. They're Beamers, but okay. You know, I'm a Harley guy. But man, oh man, we had just gotten my wife enrolled in Cenogenics and starting to put together a program for her. And, you know, I know she's already started taking some vitamins and things, but really nothing getting underway. And as soon as this thing happened, and if you're just joining us, please go back and get the podcast of the show later this afternoon and find out the whole story and the hell that concentration camp level torture that my wife was put through. And and check that out. It's good information earlier on, but Cenogenics team just jumped up. You know, I'm out of town. Here's the doctor that's covering for me. Here's a heart surgeon, a cardiologist. Here's some people for you to talk to. Here's what do we know about her diet? Can you get her to eat some protein? You know, all of those things, just so much hands-on from what's now my family team at Cenogenics. And they've already made a tremendous difference in my life, weight loss, muscle tone, much, much better. I move easier. I get up and down easier. And with three brand new grandbabies, number two grandson, we're celebrating birthday number one tomorrow. I need all the energy and stamina I can get. Your quality of life directly linked to your specific risk factors, and Cenogenics starts right there. They figure out everything that's going on inside and what you can do about it. They create a supervised plan and a make life better. If you're ready to start enjoying your life, please call Cenogenics today. The phone number is 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And the website, of course, is denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Let's see, where do we go first? It looks like Jim in Littleton. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Randy.
Howdy.
I'll just mention one thing about your wife's situation. I'm kind of in the medical. I could mention is that the attending that was taking care of your wife, if you could have said to him, you need to look into her medical records, that would have helped out on that information.
Because, we did, man. I mean, my wife, we've had to go through this every time she's been in the hospital. And I, of course, they threw me out, so I wasn't there for this clown. Blue eyes, I'll call him for now. But they just look at the surface and see that it takes a high level of drugs to calm her and alleviate her pain when she's so bad that she winds up in the hospital. And they categorize her as a drug seeker instead of doing right. What you just said. Look a little deeper. See that every time we go through this and they ease her in, it doesn't work until they do what we ask and then she's fine. So, but this guy was just too arrogant.
He didn't do his job.
You're right, Jim. Absolutely.
That's really what it came down to.
Yep.
I just called up for a different reason.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. There's an attorney that has a podcast, and his name is Robert Barnes. I don't know if you've heard of him before.
I have. I've actually talked to him.
He's one of Trump's lawyers. He was with him in the beginning. Anyway, he had a podcast on the audits and all this. Very interesting. And basically, his conclusion was these audits are great, but they're not going to change anything. And I always heard, you know, Bannon saying we need to decertify. He says, even if you decertify, it doesn't matter. He's still the president. It's not going to change anything. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because basically it just shot. If they've won by cheating, they've cheated and they've won. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Sure.
So there's no repercussions to this. Doing the audit, decertifying, what's it going to do?
It's absolutely uncharted territory, and I think the Supreme Court would have to make that decision. The first step, as far as I'm concerned, is to patiently, thoroughly, without backing down, pursue the end of these investigations, starting in Arizona, moving to Georgia and Pennsylvania. And if the one state decertifies, seems very likely to me that another will. And then let's see what happens. But is it constitutionally impossible that Joe Biden could be removed? What would the consequences be? Would they just put Trump in? I can't imagine that happening under any circumstances. But it's uncharted territory, and we just have to push it and make sure we go down this road. It's crucial if Republicans hope to actually win. They're claiming we're all planning on a banner year next year if the elections aren't already under control by then. That ain't going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. So just don't know yet, Jim.
I can say I believe that until we find out what happened in 2020, 2022 doesn't matter. And that's my opinion. And I've heard that said before. And I really think that this election was the biggest fraud I've ever seen in my entire life.
Sure.
And the amazing thing, your sidekick during the week, he may slam in all these things. But I haven't heard anybody change their mind on it. I think it's even getting stronger. Everybody's saying,
Jim,
I think there's fraud going on.
Yeah, Jim, I'm going to jump just because I want to get everybody in before I run out of show. But polling shows that Americans are very concerned about the integrity of their elections. I assure you, we're going to get to the bottom of it. God bless you, man. Have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jim. All right. Let's see. Is that David? Yeah, David. David, this is a horrible story. We're low on time. Give us the short version.
Yeah, the short version, Randy, is that once I got COVID, my cardiologist told me that since I had gone in back into AFib, he has seen situations due to COVID that it kicks people back into AFib.
Well, sure, the stress of the impact on life, on business, on school, on your kids, your grandkids. If you lose a loved one or someone gets sick or you're getting pressured at work to wear a mask or get a vaccine, or is that what you're talking about, the stress of it all?
No, he was referring to there was a physical condition caused by COVID that kicked my heart back into AFib.
Well, David, if you can get more information from him, I'd love to pursue that angle and learn more about it. I really appreciate you waiting to share the story. Are you okay now?
Well, I'm doing fine right now, but since I'm back into AFib, he said give it a few weeks, and if that doesn't work, then we'll have to shock you out of it.
Oh, my God. Well, that would kill my wife because her AFib is crazy. It's like running a marathon, and so they shock her right away. In the past, didn't have to happen this last time. But David, stay in touch with me. I'd like to know more about your situation and what that doctor told you. Thank you so much for calling in and waiting so long this morning. Really do appreciate it. Let's get to Jack in Denver. Go, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. Randy, more and more Republicans are withdrawing from the Republican Party because of farcical audits like the one in Arizona by a partisan group that had no experience in auditing elections.
Do you know anything about the process down there, Jack?
Of course, you know in fact,
no, you don't.
The Arizona Republic,
it's like
Senate liaison.
For God's sake, Jack. I wish I had more time for Jack. I just don't, because I'd love to do some back and forth. Not that that's ever possible with Jack. But the audit that's going down there is military-level security. Cameras everywhere. Chain of custody, observers watching the observers. It is terrific. And because Jack, I didn't realize it was that Jack, I would try to get to him sooner since we're about out of time. But, you know, you can never get a back and forth going with Jack, so it's just virtually not worth the trouble. We are about out of time. We didn't get too deeply into this from Bill Gates.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
I think maybe we'll continue this conversation next week on Bill Gates, because I'm not going to get a chance to tell you what I think might be a plausible explanation for Bill Gates in that 2010 TED Talk talking about health care, reproductive health services, which is abortion and birth control, and new vaccines helping to contribute to population control in order to achieve the ultimate goal of zero carbon emissions. You can find that TED Talk online. Listen to it for yourself. But very, very curious, and nobody's really come up with a good explanation for why he would include new vaccines as part of his population control argument for reducing CO2. And so I know phone lines are going crazy. We're going to get the bar here in a minute. I don't know that we'll get a chance to get anybody else on. Just one final reminder about the Shenango Car Show. It's postponed. We won't be doing it tomorrow. We'll let you know the new date. Too much rain coming our way. Go to 710canus.com, wake up with Randy Corporan show page, read my editorial in the Denver Post, and then comment. 420 comments on there, and the few I've seen so far, they be ugly. So we need a few clear-thinking Americans to push back on the rabble-rousers on the Denver Post. I'll really appreciate that. Don't forget, Jimmy's at 5. Bird Talk is next. The restaurant show is squeezed right in there in between. I'm Randy Corporan. Always remember, please never, ever forget, God loves you. So do I. If you're a patriot, if you're looking for a job, Law Offices of Randy Corporan needs you. So go to our website at corporanlaw.com. Talk to you next Saturday. Have a great week. God bless you. Stay tuned to 710 KNUS.